Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Us with empathy and think we're weak because we have empathy, but actually that's what builds civilization. And now, they admitted this like 4 years ago on C-SPAN, we played the clip many times, with Fauci up there and the heads of the federal agencies, they said, we're blowing up the old regulatory system. We'll use some virus, probably a bird flu out of China in the next few years, to just take over and we'll just put on the market whatever we want, no controls, guinea pig the entire public, and it'll be this giant innovation. When about 6 months ago, in fact, guys, find it. He was on Jordan Peterson. Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel says, hey, Israel's a guinea pig now. We're going to test everything on the Israelis and see if they hurt them or see if they're good. And it's just, it's a unified corporate big pharma takeover of the body. This is a short segment. Some stations don't carry it, but I wanted to continue on with Tom Renz, obviously into the rest of the hour. But Tom, you're a lawyer, but I mean, I know just the basics of law. If I try to GMO a mosquito in my house, which I couldn't do, obviously, and release some of my neighbors, I go to jail. How is Bill Gates, quote, allowed to do this? Because he's bought off the regulators over the last 30 years?
Well, it's a really complicated thing, right? Is technically he's not, but he's doing it anyways. So, I mean, you know, how is Hunter Biden allowed to have pictures of little girls on his computer and not get a charge for pedophilia? I mean, yeah, I just, this is done because they can, right? And yeah, and I just actually reported on today, I talked about the fact that there's a story about, you know, the Hunter Biden pictures that they're seeing on this thing with these little girls. It's sick. They don't care about the law. At the end of the day, the problem is that this part of the law can be very, very vague. Because the laws weren't designed in a time when they knew that you could, you know, genetically engineer and design things at this level. So let's talk about, and the reason, one of the things I think I don't want to lose sight of is aerosolized vaccines. And the fact that they're going to use them on animals, use them on this, use them on that. Yeah, well, if it's in the air, it can be spread anywhere, right? How do you give informed consent? If you put it in the mosquitoes, how do you get informed consent? That's completely illegal. So how do you get around that? And the question is, well, does it qualify as vaccination under the law? Does it qualify as this under the law? Does it qualify as that? And what we saw in COVID is they figured this out, right? So you can't sue the federal government. The courts won't let you sue the federal government. It's almost impossible. You can try, and there's some very, very narrow instances where you can sue the federal government, but they are very narrow. And it's very limited. So what they did in COVID, largely, was they said it's better to ask forgiveness and permission. So they did all sorts of illegal things. A lot of it was, you know, ruled unconstitutional, illegal. But they did it anyways. They knew they were going to lose the case.
Sure, that's just, no, it's a bum rush. It's just a raw rape. It's an assault.
Yeah. Yeah. They know that, what are they, you know, so what? You're going to tell me it was illegal and what? Give me a mandamus? You're going to give me an injunction?
I was about to say, because they control the Justice Department. That's really the key. That's why they can have child porn. That's why they can have cocaine. That's why they can sell cigarettes to the Chinese, because they're above the law.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They don't care about the law. There's no accountability.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sick of these people. And what's crazy is they're going to destroy themselves, Tom. I mean, this is nuts what they're doing. Mad scientist, well, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, crazy town.
But here's the thing, Alex. So if you talk to the chemical weapons guys and the biological weapons guys and all these guys who develop this stuff, and I've talked to them, the one thing that you find...
Oh, this is too important. Stay there. I know. You brought forward that huge whistleblowers, the doctors, the rest. I mean, it's insane. all the work you've done, man, that just makes my head spin. Hold on, we'll be right back. I just cannot believe the rulers of this planet are purposely this crazy, but they just want to be God. They're maniacs. It's like every science fiction, mad scientist book you read. Those are based in reality, folks. These are crazy people. InfoWars is a one-of-a-kind operation, and so please go to InfoWars Store and just make a donation. And you can make it one time or recurring. You have a little profile there. Cancel any time. Every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, up to 9 months, you can go in and every month or every week, whenever you want, you program it. You just click it, and then you decide when you want to make a donation. So please do that as well. That way we get 95% of it after credit card fees. That'll make it 20, 30, 40% like we do on the products. But these really are amazing products. The big July 4th sale is going on right now. This is such a critical platform in the fight against the New World Order. The enemy's out in the open. We're vindicated. People are listening more than ever. But in this major recession going into depression and with supply chain breakdowns, I know it's hard. I know times are tough. So thank you for your support. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and share the articles and the videos. That you can do for free. And that's just as important as keep us on air. So however God leads you in your heart to support us, please support us now. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you.
I've got a tiger by the tail to sway the sea. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails. And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, explain to see.
Tom Renz is our guest, one of the most prolific, successful lawyers battling the COVID takeover, and he got cut off at the break getting into the chemical and biological weapons experts he's talked to, like Dr. Huff, who was the vice president of Eco Health Alliance and exposed the whole thing, and JFK, RFK Jr. coming out and saying it's CIA run, which we already know, but he's now talking about it. The craziness of creating weird, exotic, one-in-a-trillion bioweapons without a five viruses that would never appear, that your enemy would never make, and saying we made it in case somebody released it, and then they release it, and then they roll out a vaccine that isn't a vaccine and makes you sick and kills you. They're trying to normalize depopulation and normalize censorship and just see if they could get away with it, is my view. Now I've got the European studies confirming what was in the U.S. studies, that some of the lots were saline, others were a mild mRNA, DNA, others were really strong. I mean, so they're doing range calculations on their weapon system. I mean, this is spectacularly evil. And like you said from your research, because you're immersed in this, it's way far ahead in part of a larger plan. And we better be analyzing. They just basically use this for martial law, control, medical tyranny, profit. But this was a range finder. This was like a dud. This was like a starter pistol before they fire the real gun, is I think what you're saying. And or special forces lasing a target before the real munitions come in. And you can see that this was a test. But you were saying before the break they miscalculated. I agree. Thank God. But they're really on a power trip. They've really got a megalomaniacal plan. They're really trying to execute it. Tom Renz continues, and you're talking to the biological and chemical weapons experts. How do the elites think they're going to contain this or control this and hit us with this and get away with it?
Well, so what I've heard is that when they create bioweapons, those try and create the solution at the same time, right? So, and we've got evidence that they created these COVID vaccines and things like that back at the time that they were creating the actual virus in the lab in Wuhan. So in mid-20-teens, right? And they created at the same time. Now, they didn't work, right? And one of the things that you heard about, and you got to put some pieces together here. If you guys remember the guy from Bayer Pharmaceuticals saying, oh, it's so terrible. No one wants to participate in our gene therapy trials. And you heard all these people talking about, they were lamenting it, right? Because they've been trying to do mRNA gene therapy type treatments forever. But they couldn't get anybody to let them screw with their genetics. Everybody's like, no, that's insane. Why would I let you experiment on me like that? Well, so then fast forward to COVID, right? Now, COVID was kind of a nothing burger of a disease. And I say it was a nothing burger, and I mean that in the sense that with early treatment, nobody died from it. They knew that there were safe and effective treatments like HCQ and ivermectin.
But their directive caused some death to create the fear to then push the real system to pollute our DNA and, I think, cover up future operations.
Right. And I'm speculating a little bit here, but this is kind of where my head is on this, right? So my guess is they put out these vaccines that aren't vaccines. And the vaccines, they were in different lots. We know that they ordered different lots of these vaccines because we got the government contracts. You can see those. And you can see that they ordered different kinds, and some of them had bioweapons technology, advanced weapons tech in it. We know because of the FOIA exemptions that were there. So why is there advanced weapons tech in a vaccine? I don't know. But my guess is that these different lots were different experiments. We know that the formulations were different. Some of the lots were far more deadly, some were less. My guess is that they were experimenting with this. They needed data. They needed information. They needed to figure out how to do it. And, if you're going to create another pandemic then, and you've got all this data, maybe you can create one that actually works. Or you can create one differently. Now, we've had other rumors that are unsubstantiated, but it looks like COVID was much more impactful on certain races. It looks like there's some substantial racial disparity, which they claim has to do with the fact that certain races get different health care. But
it was just like HIV targets receptor sites on Africans. It's the same deal again.
Yeah, it looks like that. It looks like that. And I can't prove that, but I would say that there's something worth studying. So, my guess is that as they do this, they'll have solutions available for whatever they're rolling out next. To push for the next emergency. But I think that those solutions are going to be, they're broken into kind of the solutions that actually work, which are the things that you'll see that the elites get to make use of. And then you'll see the things that don't work, like the vaccines that they'll push out. And much like this mosquito vaccine, that we just showed the malaria vaccine that has, a solid 1%. Absolute risk reduction. Why in the hell would you want to waste your life with that? I mean, so I think that that's how that's going to break down. And I think that there's really was the largest experiment, the largest human experiment in history, is how I would characterize COVID and the vaccines.
Absolutely. So you said about 15 minutes ago, and you got hit by a break. So get into that more that they miscalculated. I was saying, how is their attack gone? Are they winning? How would you quantify for listeners out there? Because, again, they say a new virus is coming, more viruses imminent, give them full control. We know they're not going to give up, but if we really defeat them now and really can start, going after them politically and then hopefully criminally through the criminal justice system, we can back these psychos off.
Well, and let me bear with me on this because it's going to take me a second to bring this around. But have you heard about the unified ledger thing that the Bank of Settlements is doing?
Yes.
Okay. So you see the CBDCs, you see the Bank of Settlements pushing the unified ledger, the financial takeover, right? You see the healthcare takeover. You see all these different things.
But for those who don't know about the unified ledger and this whole global reset, which sounds great, but it puts you on one central system, why are you against forgiving debt? Well, it's not really forgiving debt. Explain what that means and get into it.
Okay, so yeah, and I used to be a banker, so I can explain this to you in great detail. Basically, CBDCs are taking the cash money in your pocket and making it a digital currency. There's no cash anymore. Even when you have money on your credit card right now, pieces of paper are getting transferred from one bank to another. Okay, that cash, there's cash representing it. Digital currency is nothing but something on a spreadsheet. So whoever controls the computer controls your money. Now we have the Bank of International Settlements, the BIS, and I just was talking about this today. This came out and said that they want to tokenize assets. And what that means is your house, everything that you own will just be a thing on a spreadsheet, right? You may think that you own your house, but that's only until someone decides that they're going to switch a spreadsheet and you don't own it anymore. This goes to how Klaus Schwab said that you'll own nothing and you'll like it. And that's part of the
global reset. And for those that don't know, now you commit a social credit fraud that's not even a law. They decide to take your house. It cuts out the courts. It cuts out everything.
Yeah, yeah. This is something that you've got to understand is a total power grab. It's 100% a power grab, and I can show you legally how that could flow into the U.S.
Take your time. Keep walking through it because it's not coming. It's here.
Oh, well, we have Fed now already, and they're tying this in. And people say, I want to make clear. You say, well, why are you talking about this? I thought you were just talking about COVID. Same people, right? They've made very clear that your digital ID that they're going to use for your central bank digital currencies and everything else is tied to your vaccine passport, your vaccine ID. This is the same stuff, the same people, and this control that they're pushing for is not something that is limited to trying to get you to take a vaccine.
And so go back to what unified ledger means for those who don't know. It's not banks and assets and having to cross-check assets. It's just one flattened system that the UN or this global consortium controls.
Yeah, so at the head of the banking snake, you've got groups like the Bank of International Settlements and the IMF. What they're proposing is a centralized digital world. So on their computer, controlled by only them, are a list of all the assets in the world, whether it's your cash, whether it's your house, whether it's your car, whatever it is, it's there. And it's all
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You say, well, are we winning? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the great news, right? Because at the end of the day, for the COVID stuff to go the way they wanted, they had to get to 90 to 95% vaccination. Because at 90 to 95% vaccination, everybody's dying of the same side effects, and they can claim that it's just a new pandemic.
And there's no control group. Explain that.
There's no control group. So at 95% vaccination rate, you don't know anybody that's not vaccinated. And at 95% vaccination rate, nobody would talk about it if they were unvaccinated because they'd get looked at like there was something wrong with them. With what we have, we were able to keep, according to studies, 25% of the American public from getting any of these, but I would argue it's closer to 40%. And another 40% that have only gotten one will never get another one. That was huge and major, majorly disrupting in this. Now, those people that stood the test of time on this, they lost friends, they lost families, they lost their jobs, they lost loved ones, they lost everything to stand for their own freedom and to avoid getting these death jabs. Well, these guys aren't going to change their mind on the next jab. They're not going to change their mind coming forward. They've lost trust in public health.
And by the way, I've watched UNWHO meetings and Clinton Foundation meetings, and they showed statistics saying the public is twice as weary now. We've got to be even stronger and push harder and make them. Don't they know, to quote Princess Leia, the tighter you squeeze, the more star systems will slip through your fingers? I mean, they're admitting that people are waking up and hate them. They're radicalizing everybody from Joe Rogan to Russell Brand. And don't they? I mean, it's kind of beautiful what they're doing, except they killed so many innocent people. They're destroying themselves. But the arrogance of Fauci and the arrogance of all of them is just insane. Wow, this is going to be crazy.
Oh, it is. It is. Well, remember, when the truth comes out that you killed millions of people with a vaccine that wasn't a vaccine, you don't get a month in a cushy little prison resort and then go back to your billions. You end up at the end of a rope where you probably belong.
Yes.
So if the truth comes out, it's game over. That's why I said this is winner takes all. So these guys aren't going to go peacefully into the night because there is no peacefully into the night for them, right? So this is a win or lose thing. This isn't a negotiation. This isn't a barter thing. This isn't a, hey, well, you know, maybe we can get these guys to back down. No, there is no backing down. They're billionaires. They aren't going to lose everything. They'd be dead sooner than they'd give up everything, especially their money and power. So this is something that we either win or we lose. The good news is there are enough people. I had a meeting.
I totally agree. Well, I don't mean to interrupt. We've reached critical mass. That's what I try to tell listeners. We've reached critical mass. There's no putting genie back in the bottle now. Sorry, Tom, go ahead.
You're dead right. Well, listen, Alex, this was part of my plan from the beginning because I'm a nobody, right? I knew that I didn't have the resources for some of these cases that I wanted to do. I knew I didn't have the resources for some of the things that I wanted to do. So it was lawfare, legal, political, PR. Part of that, central to that, was waking people up. If we could wake enough people up, we the people could win what I couldn't win by myself.
That's right. You use the enemy's playbook against them.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Every time I can. And so what we did was we got enough people, and I had a meeting with my attorneys that was private. My friend attorneys, the people who have stood with me for a while, at the end of 2021, and I said, guys, because by then I had a few other attorneys that were willing to fight, people that were brave. I said, guys, it's time to change footing. They said, what do you mean, Renz? I said, you got to understand something. We've won this fight as long as we continue fighting it. And what do you mean we've won? They're not going away. No, they're not going away. And we're going to lose millions more people. But we have a control group, and we've got enough people who have stood and were awake enough that there's now enough suspicion that we have a legitimate group of people who will stand against this tyranny. And there's enough of us globally and in the United States standing against this tyranny that freedom will end up winning. We are winning. We've just got to continue waking people up, continue expanding that army of freedom warriors, continue educating people, continue filing lawsuits, continue doing what we're doing, and most importantly,
I agree with you to infinity. That's what I keep telling listeners every day. People are like, hey, we went through 3 years, people died, let's just move on, Jones. Don't be a victim.
No.
This is the opposite. I'm not being a victim. They're going to do it again. They say the next virus is going to kill kids. They think that will scare us into submission. It's coming. They're getting. It could be next week, next month, next year. It's happening. I'm telling you, people, this was round one. We have got to keep exposing it. We've got to keep going after them. We've got to do it now. We've got the initiative. They know they're losing. They're scared. We have got to absolutely push harder than ever. It's life and death, man. I got 4 children, folks. So do you out there. Are you going to roll over and let these people kill you? Are you going to let Klaus Schwab take your life over? Are you going to make them give you a digital ID like the Chinese have and control every damn thing you do? No! Our ancestors didn't do everything they did for us to have us sell everything out to freaking Fauci. And I'm telling you, I'm not a vengeful person. I'm looking for blood. But I want them exposed. I want Nuremberg too. And the murdered people deserve the justice. And all the people still dying that I do want the globalists to know. At the end of the day, they are going to get executed for this. They need to be executed. We don't want to go out and do it, make them victims ourselves. But I'm saying, just like the Nazis ended up at the end of a rope, the people that did this premeditatedly, Supermax prison is not good enough.
Alex, I mean, listen, I don't know what to say. Millions of children dead. There was no benefit whatsoever for these vaccines in children. There were no healthy children that died of COVID during the main outbreak. It wasn't until we started vaccinating children that they started dying from COVID. This is a crime against humanity at the highest level. In the history of humanity, we've never had a situation where people have globally waged war on children like this. And whether you can pick your thing, but I also got 2 kids. And I'm going to tell you what, hell freeze over before I let my kids grow up in this crap hole that we've let it turn into. We're going to fix this world. We're going to fix this country. We're going to be free. And there will be accountability, because if we don't hold them accountable, they will do this again. And they're going to stop. And we've got to keep fighting. You know, right now we're getting ready. You know what? Schwab said that 2024 will be the last election in America. You know why he said that? He said that because if CBDCs are put in place, if the general ledger is put in place, if the vaccine assessment, do you think that Donald Trump would be able to run for president in 2028 after that's in place? They would seize his assets. Donald Trump would
That's why he's calling it the final battle.
It is the final battle, and I'm going to tell you something. If we don't win this, it's going to get real ugly, because there are guys like me. I won't stop. You're not taking my freedom. There is no stopping on this. So we either win this now, or it's going to get real ugly, because I will not stand side while they take my kids' freedom.
Could
my
you believe that the media, I've got so many clips, I can't even play them, there's so many, that CNN, MSNBC attacked Sound of Freedom and said it's a bad movie when it's all on record true. The FBI, the Justice Department just took child trafficking off their website. It doesn't exist now. Well, I mean, like we literally have had pure evil take over.
Oh, literally. I mean, listen, we've got Hunter Biden, who allegedly has pictures of pedophilia on his computer, and we're okay with it. We're trying to legitimize putting a mental illness in children. I mean, listen, gender dysphoria disorder is a mental illness. It just is. It's diagnosable. It's treatable. It's a mental illness. But yet we're promoting it in children. I mean, why would you put an 8-year-old on a puberty blocker? They don't even know what it is. They don't know what sex is. You can't make a decision like that at 8. It's insane. This is a war on children. It's a war on our families. These people are sick beyond words. The idea that Drag Queen Story Hour is not about sexualizing children, if it wasn't about sexualizing children, it would just be Story Hour. It's Drag Queen Story Hour because you're a pervert and you're trying to sexualize children. How stupid do they think we are, Alex?
The pedos have made their move with poison shots and 5G and freaking pedo time and just everything else. These people are maniacs. Totally open borders and total. The good news is humanity's waking up. We'll be right back to talk about these other big COVID news that broke. Huge news. There's Nazis getting executed right there. That's what's going to happen in the New World Order.
This is the biggest sale of the year so far.
The July 4th super sale just started yesterday, up to 60% off and double Patriot points. BrainForce Plus, 50% off. BrainForce Ultra, 50% off. Probiotic Fiber, 50% off. Immune Support, 50% off. Organic Green Fiber Cap, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. That's, you gotta get that. That's selling out. Down and Out Sleep Support, back in stock, 40% off. Triple Vitality, same as the Male Vitality, but the Male sold out, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, so good for your immune system, your body, your brain, your heart, 60% off. Turbo Force, 10 hours of the energy, 25% off, selling out. X3, selling out. The Clean Iodine, the Missing Link, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, all of it. Whole Food Multivitamins, all InfoWars MD products, all Dr. Jones Naturals, 30% off. It's all there. InfoWars Platinum products, 25% off. The best deals you're going to find, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I want listeners to know something. I don't get up here and say we're winning the fight just to make you feel good. Millions have been killed. Tens of millions are sick. Millions more will die. It's a terrible situation, and it's a covert attack. If the communists and the Nazis would have done this the way the globalists are doing it, they probably would have won. But that's because back then there wasn't enough communication systems to figure out something sophisticated. We have a lot of smart people, and a lot of scientists, and a lot of lawyers, and a lot of journalists, and a lot of doctors and nurses that are telling the truth. And so you look at former top host of Saturday Night Live. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. Dozens coming out against the shots. You've got Dave Chappelle coming out. You've got Joe Rogan years ago. You've got everybody. You've got Ice Cube, Ice-T. You got Spade. All these guys coming out, and it's everywhere. And so the globalists have to know they're in a lot of trouble. And even if they cook up some new, more deadly virus, people don't trust them, and people are going to hold them accountable. I don't want to have a civil war. I don't want to have a bunch of blood in the streets. That's why I'm saying, hey, folks, I know you want vengeance, especially if family members died or whatever. Let's take the government back. Let's do it. But even Fox News hosts are coming out. They thought they'd get rid of Tucker, it would fix their problems. Even top Fox hosts like Levine are coming out saying, I used to be a big minion of the Justice Department, thinking it was perfect. It's bad. It's killing America. It's got to be abolished. The government is not our government anymore, folks. The government is run by criminals at the top. That doesn't mean we want a civil war and that the receptionist in a federal building is the enemy or the agents up in the building. Most of them are actually just as disgusted as we are. And I'm not trying to lionize them. It's just true. So that's the problem with the technocracy, is a very small group is in control. But once you politically expose them and once people know they're bad, there's no getting away with the next operation, because I'm not going to lead some violent revolution. I don't claim to know who to target or how to carry it out. Well, the average FBI agent's the same way. They're like, well, what do I do? I mean, we're all little people. We're all common people, but we're big through God, like Tom Wren said, and we've all got to speak out, say no, file lawsuits, educate people, get informed, get healthy. We get close to God. It's a process. But the biggest thing is warning people and exposing people, because right now we're winning. But if we kind of go to sleep, they thought we would, and forget the last attack, they're going to hit us with the next one. And just my intellect tells me that they're getting ready for something new and big. Plus, I read their own documents. They are. But the gut right here is on fire. It's like, Jones, get them ready. The imminent, imminent, imminent. And my heart then burns with resilience and power and resistance against total resistance against these people. So I got some stories on the whole COVID push that I wanted to get Tom Renz's take on here. But this is Dr. Peter McCullough, who's been very cautious. I've known him for years in private. He knows the whole game, how it came out of the lab, CIA, whole nine yards. And now he's starting to do that because he has the proof. But he talks about the studies of the massive increases in death of those that have taken the shots. So it never protected you. It never gave you any protection. It erased your immune system. So they've walked us through this fraud. And then now you have anecdotal evidence, but it's never before seen. Coroners all over Europe, all over Australia, all over the U.S., all over Canada, pulling out these things, saying we've never seen any of these since the shots started. Not COVID. Since the shots started, there's these giant protein blobs. It's like nanotech. It just builds up in the body and then takes over. Young people, old people. I've got newscast here where babies are having myocarditis at record levels, and the BBC saying it's normal now for babies to have heart attacks at 10,000 times the previous level. No congenital heart defects. No. You're just a baby, and you're a year old. They give you the shot, and you have a heart attack. I mean, this is crazy town that they thought they'd get away with it. And as Tom Wren said, if they got 98% to take it, there'd be no control group. And they would say it was something else. They can't do it because now everybody knows. Because what, 40, 50% said no to multiple shots? 30, I mean, we'll get from Tom some of those numbers. They're hard to track. But here is the clip of a Dr. Peter McCullough talking about this huge news.
The study is looking at autopsy reports of basically deaths that look like they came from the vaccine, and they did a rigorous analysis. Dr. McCullough, what did you find?
This was an important study. Let me give you some context. I was contacted by a graduate student at the University of Michigan School of Public Health, where I'm an alumni, and we had an approved project through the School of Public Health to do an examination, a systemic review of all the autopsies that had been published in the peer-reviewed literature. So we used the standard, what's called PRISMA methodology, where we searched for every paper possible. We sorted through hundreds and hundreds of manuscripts because deaths can be reported as different clinical syndromes are coming out after the vaccine. We arrived at 44 papers, 325 autopsies. Then we took each one of the autopsy results out and we put it as a single line item with all the clinical description. And then we submitted that to adjudication, a blind adjudication. Three doctors who were expert in looking at pathologic specimens all had bona fide evidence in the autopsy lab. And then we came to an agreement on the cases, and we found that 73.9% of all the cases, it was either the vaccine as the direct cause of death or it significantly contributed to the death. The deaths occurred within a week or two after taking the last shot, and far more than 50%, the single cause was a cardiovascular cause of death.
And just to clarify something, you know, these 325 cases, of course, a quarter of them you were indeterminate, or what were the criteria that determined these 325 cases you looked like exactly?
Well, that's a good question. Who didn't die of the vaccine? Well, there were deaths where there was an auto accident or a suicide, there were some cases in nursing homes where people are on hospice and it looked like they were in their last days of life. And honestly, we just couldn't attribute it to the vaccine. But the striking cases were people who were perfectly healthy, had no other medical problems. The only new thing in their life was a vaccine. And then they died with an obvious syndrome like a blood clot or heart damage, myocarditis. This is important because when these papers were originally published, the authors didn't know the full breadth of safety profiles of the vaccine. So initially, there were some autopsies from Germany. People died of blood clots shooting to lungs, and the authors concluded it wasn't the vaccine because at that time, they didn't know the vaccine caused blood clots than we do now.
Yeah, so it's higher than 74. So I want to get Tom Renz's take on that and play another clip here. But everybody's seen the memes of, here, hold my beer. We need Hitler saying, I killed 20 million people. That's a conservative number, by the way, total. So debates that Hitler killed a bunch of people are ridiculous. He killed a bunch of people, folks. And Hitler, hey, I killed 10 million people or 20 million people. You can debate it all day. And then just have Fauci saying, here, hold my beer. Because they did this. They knew it. They that's why they had the former chief scientist at Pfizer, Dr. Michael Yeadon, go public before the shot started and said, I've looked at this. It'll cause heart attacks and myocarditis. They knew. The question is, why were they so crazy? Well, why does a pedophile grab your kid out of the backyard and go rape him and go to jail for the rest of their life? Because they're crazy. They can't help it. Tom Renz, what do you make of that incredible study and development?
Well, I think it's absolutely amazing. So here's the thing. And this is a, I'm glad you asked this because this is what I do for a living, right? I translate McCullough type language into English. So here you got Peter McCullough and Harvey Risch, Paul Alexander, a bunch of guys who are literally the smartest guys in every room that they go into. I mean, I got to tell you, I spent time with all these guys, and they're just next level smart. They put together a study. Now, mind you, McCullough is the most published guy in his field on the planet. This study shows, and he talked about the study methodology, and you can tell if you know what you're listening for, you can tell whether it's a good study or whether it's garbage. What they did was proper. Everything they did was by the book. Harvey Risch signed off on this. He's a Stanford professor or Yale professor in epidemiology and literally one of the best study people on the planet. I mean, like...
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
They did nothing. They covered it up.
So let's pull back as a father, and not just as a lawyer and a researcher, but 35,000-foot view. Clearly, it's about depopulation. It's about setting the precedent. It's about polluting our genetics. They can do other stuff. But how did they think something this bold? I guess they'd gotten away with so much before. They thought they'd get away with it. But I see it. Well, let's play that short clip of top comedians. And there's hundreds of these. Everybody's waking up. I mean, when I say everybody, I mean like 90% of people are coming out. All these famous Hollywood stars are saying it's tyranny, it's poison, it's evil. I mean, it's bridged the gap between left and right all over the world. There's criminal investigations going everywhere. And I don't think they knew it would blow up in their face like this. Here it is. We'll play those comedian clips that we had earlier, guys, pulled up. The clips from Saturday Night Live, guys. I want to saw you had it on screen. Can we play that?
I miss COVID.
I know. Dude, you know what I knew? There was trouble when anyone that came to our country didn't have to get a vaccine. And I go, If you're telling me I can't go to work, but everyone coming in doesn't have to get one, I go,
well, once we found out, when Fauci said,
Okay, I'm sorry. If you've had two boosters and two vaccines, you can get and give COVID to another guy who's had five vaccines and four boosters. Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between a vaccine and a booster?
I don't know. It's just more vaccine, but booster sounds better. Anyway, a guy with 25 vaccines would get and give COVID to another guy with 25 vaccines. That's why I'm introducing the daily COVID shot. Every day you get a shot. By the time you get to your car, you got no immunity. But it's a beautiful 39 seconds.
But we laugh until the mass death. And then Woody Harrelson attacks him on SNL, going off script. So I think it's fair to say that they've lost the plot. The public's pretty much 50% awake now. And then once you hit 50 in any culture, it goes like 99 overnight because the followers are going to get on board. The left loves to be victims. They're all going to file lawsuits once they figure out it's not trendy to be a lab rat. This is going to be explosive unless they start, what, World War III, which they're already half done doing. I mean, so let's not be too overconfident here, Tom. I respect you. You're a smart guy. What do you expect the bad guys with all your sources in the federal government who are good guys that have gone public, many of them? You never toot your horn. You brought forward like half the major whistleblowers, the Wuhan vice president. I remember you on my show like 2.5 years ago going, I got this big whistleblower coming out, and I believed you. You were credible. I knew, but then they came out. I was like, well, this is spectacular. And then they sent the military after them at their houses. I mean, it's been quite the James Bond movie, but we're not drama queens about it. But listeners need to know it's been crazy. What do you expect the bad guys to do now? This is all coming out.
Well, you know, they're in a situation that's not good. I mean, ultimately, the truth is coming out. And you have to understand that the digital ID for the central bank digital currencies and the digital ID, the vaccine passport, these guys aren't about half measures. They want total control of our universe. They hate freedom. I mean, listen, you've got Yuval Noah Harari, who cannot stop talking about Hitler. This guy loves Hitler. Every time he talks, he's talking about it. Imagine if Hitler had the technology that I have today.
He and by the way, you're all a bunch of useless feeders, and you're a bunch of useless idiots, and if you don't do what I say, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of the most anti-Semitic monsters I've ever seen, this guy. He's just a horrible, horrible human being. And yet he keeps getting invited back to talk to Ted.
Well, because he's like Soros. Because he's Jewish, he's allowed to love Hitler.
Well, you know, listen, I don't care what he is. He's an anti-Semite. I mean, just because he was born of that race does not make him Jewish by belief.
No, I agree, but there's
and
this
frankly,
weird
I don't
thing
care what he
with
is.
Soros and him.
Is anti-Semite.
If for folks who don't know, he keeps quoting Hitler, but like in a good way. I mean, it's bizarre.
It is. It is. I mean, him and Schwab, they've got this fetish with them, and it's a horrific, horrific thing. We actually played. I've got a compilation that we did of him praising Hitler and Stalin, and it's like there's like 50 clips. It's sick. But, you know, these guys, they're all in. So, you know, the question is, what do they do? That's funny. That's a great image there.
Now put it back on.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah, I love that. And that's about right, except for I'm not sure who's petting who. But, you know, they're going to have to double down. They've got to continue moving. I think that you're going to see before 2024, and this is predictive, so, you know, I can't prove it, but I'm guessing that before 2024's election, you're going to see disruption, but I don't think you're going to see a pandemic yet because no one's going to accept a pandemic.
No, I agree. They were planning more right on the heels like monkeypox, but nobody bought it.
No, well, I mean, listen, I came on this show. We did, you know, I purposely, when the monkeypox stuff was hitting, I coordinated the best I could. I reached out to every conservative outlet I could, gave them as much information as I could. I called every influencer I could find, gave them every bit of information I could, and did everything I could to get that out there so people could see what it really was. So, I mean, we worked hard, hard, hard behind the scenes when the monkeypox stuff was going. We do a lot of that. Nobody knows that we do it, but we're really busy. But I expect that you're going to look at possibly an internet outage, cyber attack.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to pull.
Yeah, I think that you're going to see some of that before the election. They have to have some chaos before the election because right now Trump's going to win this election by 50 million votes.
Oh, other than George Washington, no one's everything they've done's backfired. He gets 70%+ in the Republican field. He's 30 points ahead of Biden in their skewed polls. That's never happened since polling began.
No. And listen, That's good, because here's the deal. Trump may not know everything that we know, but Trump's got a chip on his shoulder, and he knows that there's bad guys, and he's going to go in there and clean the house.
Oh, he's definitely born again hard now. I mean, he's worried. Final battle, destroy the New World Order, arrest the deep state, and you don't have to take the shots. He'll never admit when he's wrong. He got conned by them to do it. That's his strong point, though. They could never get him to do what they wanted. We can't get him to do what we want, but he did so many other good things. So, obviously, they don't want us to have Trump. Trump already had the election stolen. So, just if I support voters in general, we should support Trump.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I mean, he's the there's no sellout in that guy, right? I mean, he's not going to sell out. That's the one thing. And he's got good people. You know, he's already said he's going to have Flynn back around him. I like Flynn a lot. Flynn's a buddy of mine. I'm honored to call the general a friend. I mean, and by the way, he just launched a PAC, which I hope people are supporting. We got to quit donating to Win Red, by the way. Win Red is controlled by McConnell and these other rhinos. Win Red is a disaster. You need to look where you're donating, and if it's Win Red, you need to donate somewhere else.
No, I agree. What do you make of the implosion of DeSantis? He's like self-immolated. I like him as a person, but man, having his wife campaign for him and all that, he's really blown himself up.
Yeah, so, I mean, DeSantis was, I said this from the beginning, I like DeSantis as a governor, but this was not his race. He should have stayed out of this till 2028. And I think it was a very, very big mistake, because I think it damaged his ability for 2028. I think that it was, Trump isn't going to get beat. There's no way to beat him without stealing it from him.
Yeah, but your question is, but I think they're going to try to assassinate him, because all their indictments haven't worked. In fact, they did the opposite. So what is
made him more popular?
So what is the deep state going to do?
I think that they're going to have to try and steal this other ways. And you know, I think we're coming to a point where the 2024 election. You know, Alex, I remember going back to the Clinton days. I remember Rush and all the guys saying, most important election of our lifetimes, you know. And I remember always rolling my eyes and saying, yeah. And I always resisted that most important election
but
of our lifetime.
Is.
This really is.
And yeah, because when you've got a choice of Bob Dole or Mitt Romney, it's all fixed. You already know it's fixed. We got a real candidate they want to kill. I mean, this is real.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if we're really lucky, if we fight hard enough, I'd love to see Bobby get the Democrat nomination and have a Kennedy-Trump thing, because at least then we've got two guys. Yeah, I don't agree with Kennedy on gun control or abortion or a few things like that.
But he could
like
reform
Bobby.
The Democratic Party and give them a soul again.
I like Bobby. I'm supporting him on the Democrat nomination. I'm supporting Trump on the Republican side.
Oh, he's definitely against the New World Order. They killed his dad. He was there. He saw them shoot his dad. He knows the CIA did it. You talk about a chip on the shoulder.
We have got to get those two guys going. We got to support those guys. At the end of the day, Trump has to get in, because he's going to have to clean house, and he's got the right people around him to do that. And I think that he can do some amazing things. I hope he gets the full word on the vaccines. But he did say that he's going to investigate Big Pharma.
No, he is. And Tom, incredible work on the mosquito stuff, everything. Keep hard charging. Please join us again soon. Everybody can find your work and your show and everything you do at TomRenz.com. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
All right, I'm going to introduce the next guest host and talk about some news I didn't hit. Also, I didn't even plug last hour. If I don't plug, we're not going to be here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Please get the nitric boost. Please get the CBD, full spectrum. Please get the Superfilm Vitality, which works for men as well. The men have sold out. It's the same stuff. Up to 60% off Bill Patriot points. That sale has to end Thursday morning. So like 48 hours or less of a sale, and it takes funds to fight the New World Order. You like what we're doing here? Well, this is your fight, folks. I'm like a plant. You don't water me, I die.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.